Trevor Zamparelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
If you miss Newsy Bits, myself and Graham, who's back in studio. Graham, hello. How's it going? We were chatting about a gig you had 9 years ago because you read an article.
Mm-hmm.
Which was about...
Public proposals.
Public proposal. And it triggered something in your brain. Tell us again.
Yeah, so it triggered that I was playing at Oxygen in 2013 and walked off stage afterwards and some lad backstage, a journalist, said, did you see someone got proposed, like someone proposed during your set? I was like, what the hell happened there? And then I just completely forgot about it. And then we were thinking during the week, we were like, we need to find these people.
Graham. We found them! They're on the line! Woo! Can't believe that happened! Robin and Graham, hello. Funny enough. Hello, guys. How are you?
How are you doing?
You
are?
And you?
Listen, I'm not too bad. You are the mad jokes that did a proposal at Oxygen in 2013. Is that correct?
Yep.
It is, yeah. That's us.
Oh my days, I can't believe we found you. Graham, so what prompted you to propose at Oxygen?
I wanted to do something different, that's all.
Okay.
And a friend of mine has said it to me, so Gillian Goff, she's the one to put the idea in my head, so, and then I just said I'd go ahead with it.
So Gillian Goff, a friend of yours, said, Graham, you know, you love this woman. Yeah. Why don't you propose to her at the maddest dance festival going on at the moment, right in the middle of the beep, 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 horns going off. How did you pick your moment? When did you know this is a good time?
Well, I didn't know what to do first. And then I got in contact with Darren Rice, and he said that contact MCD Screens. So I contacted them and then they were delighted to hear from me. And they were like, oh, yeah, that's brilliant. So when I got up there, then they were delighted to see me and they set it all up for me and told me to be there at a certain time and we all went up and then it was on the screen and everything. So luckily she said yes and yeah.
Oh, she did. Oh, that was my next question. Robin, you said yeah.
I did, yes.
How is life now? Did you get married? Are you getting married? What's the crack?
So yeah, it's going to be the wedding's next year, 10 years later. I know a long engagement, but sure. Better late than ever. So yeah, next July, that's the big day.
But you guys had your hands full. It's understandable. You had a kid when the proposal happened and you've two gorgeous girls in the meantime.
Yeah, two girls in the meantime. So three altogether. So yeah, it was busy life, times, and then obviously COVID.
Where in the country are you, Robin?
So we're in Wexford town.
Lovely, lovely. Yeah. And so did you have any idea it was going to happen at this gig?
No idea whatsoever. It was I think we actually went up to Oxygen on maybe the Thursday of that year. So that, it was maybe the Thursday or the Friday we went up. So this was the Sunday. This is the last day. So you can imagine how you would feel day three of a festival.
Mm-hmm.
Very emotional and very tired. Mm-hmm. I actually wanted to go home early that morning, but I was told to stay. So I stayed.
Can I just paint a picture for the listeners? Can I just do that, okay? Because Graham, who works on the show, was DJing when this all happened, okay? And this is what you got proposed to. Lads, if that isn't your first dance song at your wedding, I don't know. I don't know what to say to you. I don't know. What a bleeding tune. I think you guys are the coolest couple I've ever met in terms of proposal. Graham is here in the studio. Say hello to Graham, the DJ who was DJing that set. Say hello.
Hi, Graham.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Thank you. And it's mad as well because like that was the last ever Oxygen as well. So
Yeah it's crazy.
We went to all of them together, so I thought it was a good idea, you know.
Amazing. Can you remember what specific song was playing or was it just a load of noise?
Oh God, no.
Graham, it was this. Let's play it again. It was this. Robin, I'm taking you back to that romantic moment.
Yeah.
Graham dropped to his knee and in the middle of Oxygen, a load of people off their faces and tired and emotional.
He
popped that question. Did you say yes straight away?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Aww. Do we have something nice for this couple, Graham?
Yeah, well, first of all, I was going to say, I actually recorded the set at the time.
No way.
So I'll grab your email address and send you the set and maybe someone will be like, oh my God, this was the moment. And then the second thing is, I don't know what date you're getting married yet, so I don't know if I'm free, but if you'd like it, I'll DJ your wedding for free.
Oh, brilliant.
Oh, brilliant. Yeah. Oh,
and that's a good deal because he's very expensive. Listen, I'm so happy that you're still together because this would have been gone horribly wrong if you'd broken up, you know?
Oh, yeah.
We took it through.
You did. Well, it's lovely to chat to you. We're going to get that DJ set off to you because you can sit and listen to it and, I don't know, and just reminisce on that.
Have a rave.
Have a bleeding rave.
Brilliant, exactly.
Listen, you're my kind of people. Robin and Graeme, thank you so much for taking the call. Bye, lads. Bye, bye, bye. Graeme, we found them.
I can't believe that.
I can't believe.
9 years later.
I can't believe you committed to DJing someone's wedding. That's the best thing. I just can't believe he dropped to his knee when this dropped. Stop messing with my head.
Zapparelli. Weekday morning from 9 on 2FM.